necessarily think this is an agenda item as much as it is my item of interest, but maybe it should be. An update on where we are with our kind of safe and proper med disposal. We had, maybe it was 2 years ago, maybe it was three, it was a pretty hot topic, and we had lots of presentations and talking about kind of our engagement with county DEH and a big effort on doing that. And recently, just somewhat coincidentally, I've had three conversations independent of this, people asking me about it. And I said, well, you know, I think we got a program and stuff should be posted at the pharmacy. And they were talking about, well, I think we can go down to the county and drop these off at the first of the month. And, maybe we need to rekindle the outreach or something. I'm not sure.
Well, a lot has been happening in that arena in Sonoma County. And it's in a result of a lawsuit that was upheld in Alameda County. Prevailed that there was that actually I don't want to say more than I really know.
Sure.
But there's an active effort to expand the drug take back program in Sonoma County, and the Russian River Watershed Association has been spearheading the outreach and education, many of the cities in Sonoma County have now actually passed I believe it's ordinances in support of various types of drug take-back programs. There was the Russian River Watershed Association puts out an environmental column, mm-hmm. and we often, with their permission, reprint those in my EO report. And there was an EO report article within the past 6 months related to that program. And so I will remind myself which article, which month it was. It looks like we might have it here. It was in January.
Okay.
So there was in the EO report article. EO report. There was an article in the January EO report on that, the safe medicine disposal program.
I remember Sonoma County had given some very impressive presentations to the board.
Yep.
And I mean, it just seemed like just an outstanding program that I encouraged, please get the word out to every other county in our region about this.
Yep.
I just don't know how successful that has been. So.
Yeah. No, it's a good reminder for that the more we can do to advertise
right.
the value of these programs.
Great.
Yeah.
Kevin from Trinity County, I've never heard of it before.
Well, you got to read the January article.
So I guess, Matt, I'll leave that to your discretion on how to circle back on that.
Great. Okay.
If you want to just do it independently or, you know, make it an information item, it sounds maybe the latter would be nice. So
good.
Okay.
Well, one, we've mentioned in the past that our surface water ambient monitoring program is doing a monitoring in the Russian River for contaminants of emerging concern. And that study is happening now. And so at the very least, we will be providing an information update once that monitoring report has been finalized. Obviously there's a linkage there between with safe medicines, because those are the types of constituents that we know pass through wastewater treatment facilities.
Sure. And I guess, you know, I'm glad the focus is and I know things are happening, but it's just getting that word back out, whether it's coordination through all of the Department of Environmental Health, through each county that we have to really, you know, give them a little poke and say, remind us.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, you done, Jeff? Sure. You done?
I am. Thank you.
Just real quick check for me in this projected list of agenda items. August, October, and December meetings, are those all Santa Rosa, or are we still going to Siskiyou one of those times?
So when we adopted the board schedule, we anticipated at that time that October would be in Siskiyou County, but we are not going to do the meeting in Siskiyou County. And you'll see that October includes a study session on ONRWs. And so we are going to take Mr. Noren up on the suggestion to doing a study session on ONRWs in Del Norte County. So with the board's okay, and not asking for a vote right now, but just we can talk informally, I'm proposing that we have the October meeting be in Del Norte County. So thanks for asking that question.
You should go steelhead fishing.
Steelhead fishing, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll go to my dad.
October, I can find you some salmon.
Attaboy.
Hey, Matt, can I ask, too, I had a question recently about the Fishnet 4C, using Fishnet 4C in Sonoma County. And, boy, I cracked that thing open. That's an old document. And it seems to me you recognized Colleen today for her work on the MS4 program. Mm-hmm. And it strikes me, and my advice was for the county to look at the 5C road program because they were trying to get at some certain things. And don't know. I know it's been talked about to expand 5C. 5C seems like a great program, and I don't know if it can be expanded. Mm-hmm. But it seems like from a non-point source road program, I don't know how that could work. But just putting it out there that I had some questions on it recently, and it seems like that if Sonoma County or some of the Phase 1 partnerships can be, because the Phase 1s are now the mega Phase 1, Phase 2, mm-hmm. It seems like that might be an opportunity. So just putting that out there.
Good.
I think it's
good.
6C, aren't you?
Maybe 7.
That's a good suggestion, and it could be a good topic for an EO report article, just an update on our 5C program and potential opportunities to expand it.
Yeah, it might be good to take to RRWA or one of those types of entities because they kind of steward some of that along with others to bring it in as a topic of just discussion and consideration. Not trying to push it on them, but it's out there, and it seems like it's really a great document. And program.
Good suggestion. Thank
you. Okay.
So on the December schedule, I noticed that a bunch of these are uncontested, but for holiday planning, are we looking at a two-day meeting after that for December?
Well, I mean, if what's on there sticks, and as you've probably all seen, this is why I added the word projected, because things change. But yeah, if all those items stay, then I think that it would be good to have it be like we did today, where we start in the afternoon of a Wednesday and continue on a Thursday.
Green Diamond will take.
So, the best I can say is that, as soon as I have a good sense of what's going to stay on the agenda, I'll make a determination and let you know if it's looking like it will indeed be a two-day meeting. At this time, I'm not quite ready to say that. But if you can kind of put a temporary hold on that Wednesday, that would be awesome.
Because that works out better than doing the 9 o'clock at night, that stuff.
Yeah.
None of us like that.
I don't think so.
No. No. Yeah. We learn from April.
Well, Mr. Hale was absolutely right. I tried to close this tent too soon. So in that interest, then, item number 7, other items of interest. Is there any other items of interest? My interest right now is dinner and a beer. So I would suggest we go do that, and then we'll come back here at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Sounds like a good plan.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We're adjourned.